Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
So the internet has erupted over comments made by a makeup artist with 4.5 million Instagram followers. His name is Jeffree Star. Apparently, he posted a picture of a boomerang that he bought from Chanel. And, you know, in this post, he said, having so much fun with my new Chanel boomerang. He spent $1,360 on this boomerang. Is that a lot? Seems like a lot. I don't know what's a going price for a good boomerang. I have no idea. I mean, I would think maybe $60, $70, maybe $100 for a good quality. I have no idea. I have no frame of reference. But anyway, $1,360 for a boomerang. But anyway, that's not really what the problem was. There are people who went on there and are raking him and Chanel over the coals for supposedly appropriating Aboriginal culture. Because, you know, I mean, the Aborigine, the Australian native peoples, used the boomerang as a hunting tool years before it later came to be known for its sporting uses and everything. So the folks from Chanel then go on and they apologize. And say, Chanel is extremely committed to respecting all cultures and deeply regrets that some may have felt offended, they say in this statement. Okay, first of all, that's not what you do, because then you then give these people permission to be offended at something else. Okay? Come on, don't feed the beast, man, you know? So they go on there. So $1,360, and then some people are questioning this guy for having spent the money. $1,360 for this boomerang, which, by the way, I don't know anything about boomerangs. I gotta tell you, this thing looks sleek. It's got the CC logo, the Coco Chanel logo on it. It's black and it's got a tan tip on it. I have no idea how to throw a boomerang, but I'm just saying it looks like a pretty cool one. But anyway, so you're apparently not allowed to sell boomerangs now because it appropriates Aboriginal culture. Okay. Well, then, if that's the case, let's stop selling any archery equipment. No bows and arrows, because that must appropriate Native American culture, Indians, you know. I mean, because they used it long before we were using it for archery. I'm just saying, if you're going to have those rules, come on. And Chanel, stop apologizing, will you? Just give them power, man.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.